This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you are a natural Christmas tree kind of person,
yeah,
I need to warn you about some things that could be going on in your home right now.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Christmas tree farm or maybe to the Christmas tree tent store that they've set up in that field that was empty all year long.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And you go get Grandpa's favorite Christmas tree.
I've never understood how fast those trees grow on that property. I mean, it's like in November you go by there and it's empty. It's just land. And then all these trees pop up by Christmas.
That's
just amazing.
It's fertilizer and genetic modification.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's what he's probably going to tell us.
Did I ruin it for you?
No, that's not what you need to worry about.
Okay, good.
What you need to worry about is bringing home the tree, and not only do you bring home the tree, but you bring home some new residents for your house.
What's that mean?
Bugs.
Yeah, it happened to me one year.
They hitch a ride in your Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the tree sellers, the Christmas tree lots, they will shake their trees to try to get rid of any bugs and loose needles.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of them do this, and even if they do, eggs may still be on the tree.
Oh, because I've seen them pound the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Take two hands and you pound the bottom of the tree onto the ground.
Right. And
you're supposed to shake off the dead leaves and or needles and get the bugs out.
You remember that time I took one home, and all of a sudden I saw little, you know, bugs just all over the place. I'm like, where are those coming from? I thought I was nasty for a second.
Well, you are, but that's not what caused that.
And it was just from the tree.
What kind of bug?
It was just little...
Like beetles almost, aren't they? Like little...
Were they flying?
It was like little Christmas beetles.
Oh.
They weren't flying. No. And so that's why each year now, since I get my live tree, I do a tick check. It's just like with the kids during the summertime. Line up, kids.
Okay, we're going to talk about ticks in a second.
Okay.
They say if you find a lot of bugs, vacuuming them is one thing you can do. Or if it's a lot of bugs, you may need to throw that tree out and try another one.
Yeah.
Take it back.
The good news is that bugs that live in evergreens tend to stay there, so they probably won't want to stray far from the tree or spread to your houseplants.
Yeah.
They like the evergreen. They don't realize that it's about to die.
So you can just leave those on.
Well, if you can figure out which ones are which,
I'll never forget that year we had a woodpecker.
Okay.
Yeah, nest and all.
Okay, something you should not do.
I don't know how it got home, but boy, it's weird.
This may sound like a good idea, but it's not.
Yeah?
Don't spray bug spray on your tree.
Oh, no. No.
Well, but it might sound like a good idea, because some of the bug sprays have a nice smell to them.
Yeah, and don't spray woodpecker spray either.
The reason you should not spray bug spray on your tree is it's very flammable, so it will make your tree far more likely to catch on fire.
Oh,
and it will stick to the branches and needles and make your tree a bigger fire hazard. Now, here's the good news. Most Christmas trees are not carriers of ticks.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, ticks don't even live in trees. Whenever you get a tick on your head, it didn't come from up above. It came from knee level or lower and climbed its way up to your head.
Oh, that's creepy.
No, are you serious?
Serious. I've got a whole map here that shows how the ticks get into your clothes, and they specifically say they don't climb up in trees and drop down on you.
There's a song about it. The itsy bitsy tick climbed up your leg and spout.
Not the tree.
No, I always thought they fell out of trees onto your head.
I know. A lot of people think that. It is not the case at all.
The only time I recall as an adult getting a tick, 4th of July, we traipsed through some tall grass to get to where we could watch the fireworks better. And when I came home that night, I found one on my leg.
Right.
It was gross.
And they
say
traipsing is a big way that you get there.
Traipsing is bad.
And that's when the fireworks really started.
You know it. I had to call the fire department.
Jumping on down.
I did. I'm like, look at this, EMS.
Now, here's what's really interesting about ticks. How a lot of us get ticks is through deer coming to our yard. because deer carry ticks a lot.
Yeah.
And mice. And I didn't realize this, but almost everyone's yard has active mice in it. They are either coming from some other yard and going into your yard. They're real small. They get down in the grass and the roots. And there is a way to help keep those mice from spreading the ticks. They have what are called tick tubes.
Oh, gosh.
And these are little plastic tubes with cotton inside of them that the mice love to use for nesting. And that cotton has tick pesticide or killer in it. So these mice use the cotton from these tick tubes to make their nest, and it kills the ticks.
Oh.
You know what? They need to put some of those tubes downtown Greenville, because there's like, I see mice like on corners of the street and stuff. There's like 12 of them.
Those are the ones you're supposed to hunt for.
There's 39, I think, aren't there?
39? Wow. You know what? It's growing. It's growing. I only knew of 12 that I saw.
Well, you can get the map to the mice at Mass General Store and then look for the mice.
There's a problem down there, I'm just saying.
Well, I pulled up a website that says, find a tick on your head. It didn't fall out of a tree. And then they go ahead and explain. They basically get on your clothing at about knee level and hike their way up to your head.
Yeah, I had a coworker recently tell me that. So pretty cool that you looked it up. Thank you.
Yeah, just a second ago.
Was she traipsing?
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, so don't worry about ticks on your Christmas tree.
Yeah, okay, good.
They ain't living there.
They're just on your pets when they come into the house.
And if your Christmas tree does have bugs, don't spray it with bug spray. Either shake it down or take it outside or get a new one.
It's a shakedown.
It's a shakedown.
Up against the wall, Christmas tree. All right.
I hope I've helped.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Line up. We're going to do a tick check right now. Heidi, you're first, okay?
No. Okay.
Yeah. Kato.
I thought about that.
I was going to go first if she didn't want to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.